Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Beitzah. Today we are learning Parak Dalet Mishnah Beis and Parak Dalet Mishnah Gimel. It says the Mishnah Einotlin Eitzim in Hasukkah. You're not allowed to remove and detach wood from a hut on Yom Tov. This would fall under the malacha of Soser, of destroying something. The word Sukkah here doesn't only refer to the Sukkah on Yom Tov of Sukkahs, which is certainly probably the more common situation, but it would apply to any such hut on any sort of Yom Tov, Elamin HaSamachla, but you may take wood, says the Mishnah, that is simply next to a hut and is not attached to it. That the walls of a hut were commonly made of these reeds that were sort of woven into one another, pieces of wood, and the Mishnah is teaching us that you're allowed to take wood that is not woven into the walls, but is simply standing next to them, since this wood is not attached to the walls. Removing it would not be the malacha of Soser, would not be the malacha of destroying anything. Now, generally speaking, wood is considered to be muksa unless it was specifically intended to be used from before Yontif. If it was specifically prepared from before Yontif, then it can be used. Otherwise, generally speaking, it is considered to be muksa. Based on this, the Mishnah tells us, Mevi'in eitzim min hasada min hamuchnas, that you're allowed to bring wood from a field only if it is from a pile that the owner gathered from before Yontif, that by gathering it, he clearly showed and demonstrated that he intended to use it on Yom Tov, and therefore it is not considered to be mukta. Umin hakarpef afilu min hamefuzar, and you're allowed to bring wood from a karpe, from like some sort of a pen, some sort of an enclosed area, even if it is not in a pile, even if it is scattered and not gathered. This enclosure discussed is a safe place where one would keep things that he intends to use on Yom Tov. Therefore, even if the wood in this pen area is scattered, it is not considered to be mukta. Continues the Mishnah, trying to understand this halacha, ezehu karpef, what is considered to be an enclosure in this area of halacha, kol shesamuch la'ir, any enclosed area that has a lock and key and is near the town, as the Tiferes Yisrael points out, that it has to be within 70 2/3 amos of the town. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says no. Kol shenichnasin lo biposachas vafilu besoch tchum Shabbos. Any enclosure that has a lock and must be entered with a key does not need to be within the town. Rather, the halacha of an enclosure applies even if it is anywhere within the tchum Shabbos, which again means the 2,000 amma limit for travel on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That would be it would be exactly the amount of distance from the town that it would have to be. Rabbi Yossi holds that if it has a lock and a key, then it is considered an adequate enclosure when it comes to this specific question of our Mishnah when it comes to wood, even if it is up to 2,000 amos from the town. However, if it does not have a lock and key, he agrees that it must be near the town. Therefore, the machlokas is simply according to Rabbi Yehuda, the enclosed area must meet two conditions. Number one, it has a lock and key, and number two, it has to be near the town. Rabbi Yossi rules that there's only one condition: if it has lock and key or it is near the town, that is sufficient, as explained by the Bar Tanura. Continuing now with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel says the Mishnah, Ein mevakin eitzim lo min hakoros. You're not allowed to chop down wood from a construction beam in order to get firewood. Flo min hakorosh and nishbara b'yom tov, not even from a construction beam that broke on Yom Tov, since the beams were intended to be used in construction and are too valuable for firewood, they are considered to be mukta. Also, even if a construction beam broke on Yom Tov and can now be used only for firewood, it remains mukta because it broke on Yom Tov and therefore was mukta when Yom Tov began. It remains mukta throughout the remaining period of Yom Tov. The rule is that if something was mukta when Shabbos or Yom Tov began, then it remains mukta for the entirety of Shabbos or Yom Tov, even if the reason why it was mukta is no longer applicable or true. In our case, the beam was mukta when Yom Tov began because it was intended at that point to be used for construction. Therefore, even after it breaks and it can no longer be used for that purpose, it remains mukta. This is a concept of migo, the iskatsoi ben ashmashos, iskatsoi lekulialma. The tinta was mukta ben ashmashos, is considered to be mukta for the entire day, and ben ashmashos is that time in between the end of the day and the beginning of the night, which is, again, right as Shabbos is beginning. Now, if such wood broke before Yom Tov, it may be used on Yom Tov. However, there are restrictions on the tools that a person may use, as the Mishnah of Ein Mevakin, lo bekardom, v'lo bemegera, v'lo bemagal. You're not allowed to chop the wood with an axe or a saw or some sort of a sickle, like this tool with a curved blade that was often used to cutting stalks of wheat, because these are tools that are used by special craftsmen to do forbidden malach, and one who uses them seems to be desecrating Yom Tov. Again, items that are actions that are uvda, the whole that are actions that are weekday actions. Ella bekofetz, rather, says the Mishnah, you can chop wood only with a cleaver, which is not an item that was typically used. The type of a knife that was used for butchers for chopping meat was not used to chop wood, but therefore, because it's not used for this purpose usually, it can be used for this purpose on Yom Tov, and is not considered to be uvda dechol. Another halacha pertaining to Mukta says the Mishnah, bayis shumalei peiros sosum venifchas. If there was a house filled with produce and it was sealed before Yom Tov began, there were bricks were piled up at its entrance, but the wall of bricks broke open on Yom Tov. No tel mimkom hapchas. The one may take produce from the place of the breach, although the produce was not accessible when Yom Tov began, it was not considered to be mukta even at that point, because a person could remove the bricks and open the room without doing a melacha, and therefore the prohibition of mukta would not apply to the produce at all. And even more lenient, Rabbi Meir says, you're even allowed to open the room in the first place by removing bricks from the opening and take the produce, since the bricks were merely piled one on top of the other and were not cemented together. You are allowed to remove them in order to get the produce. Quick review, Perek Dalid. Mishnah Beis taught us, number one, that you're not allowed to remove detached wood from a hut on Yom Tov because it's going to fall under the category of soser, of destroying, but you may take wood that is simply next to the hut, leaning onto the hut, but not attached to the hut. Then the Mishnah tells us you're allowed to bring wood from a field only if it is from a pile the owner actually gathered and separated from before Yom Tov. And you may bring wood from an enclosed area, even if it is scattered and not gathered, because there, if it's in the enclosure, it's clearly demonstrated by the owner that it's something that's meant to be used on Yom Tov, and therefore it can be taken once Yom Tov began. It's not considered to be mukta. And the Mishnah concluded with a machlokas, what is considered to be an enclosure in this context. So Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that it's any enclosure that has a lock and key and is near the town. It has to be both locked and the key where the owner has access to it and near the town. And Reb Yossi was of the opinion, no, only one condition is enough. Either it has a lock and a key, or it is near the town. Otherwise, if it is a lock and a key and it's Tchum Shav, it's 2,000 amos out, that would still be sufficient. That would still be fine for the purpose of using the wood in that enclosure. And then Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel Torahs, number one, that you're not allowed to chop wood from a construction beam in order to obtain firewood, not even from a construction beam that broke on Yom Tov, even though now it's not considered to be used for that prohibited purpose, because when Yom Tov began it was usher, it's usher now as well, and it's considered mukta, so you're not allowed to move it. Then the Mishnah taught us that if you do have wood that is not mukta, you're still not allowed to chop it with an axe, a saw, and so on, any of these main instruments. That's uvda dechol. Those are instruments that are used typically to chop wood, and therefore you're not allowed to use that on Yom Tov. But you may use a cleaver, which is generally used for meat. That's fine to be used again on Yom Tov for the purpose of making this firewood. Then the Mishnah continue with another law when it comes to mukta, that if there was a house filled with the produce and it was sealed before Yom Tov began, there were bricks piled up at its entrance, as the Bartanura says, but the roll of bricks broke open on Yom Tov. So the Mishnah says that one may take produce from the place of the breach, even though the produce was not accessible when Yom Tov began, it is not considered to be mukta even at that point, because a person could remove the bricks and open the room without doing a malacha. However, Rabbi Meir was even more lenient. Malacha is not like him, as the Bartanura says, but he was even more lenient, and he said that one may even open the room in the first place by removing bricks from the opening and take the produce. Since the bricks were merely piled one on top of the other and were not cemented together, it is allowed to remove them in order to get the produce. Have a great day.